Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop. I'm your game master, Scormy. And with me again today, we have in the blazing heat, Ten.
Hello.
And Bielus.
Hey.
And Bjorn.
Hello.
And Domina.
Yo.
And quick recap, because we kind of went way overboard last week. The intrepid adventurers in Pugmire were sent off to go find out what happened to some homesteaders. Places burned down, badgers, oh no, go trying to follow the badgers, caught in a snare trap, oh no, they got captured, taken into the warren. They managed to get loose of their bonds, get into a fight, now there's a big, angry chieftain, challenge rating 4, who is trying to cleave them with a, I didn't write the damn book, who is trying to cleave them in half with a great axe. And another little badger trying to get away, and some of the peons. So, react! I believe it is Topper's turn.
Yes, I'm going to hawk this javelin at him, at the wounded one.
Okay.
That's a 15.
Oh, that hits.
Okay. And it was D6 plus 1?
It's D6 plus your dex bonus, yeah.
That's 6.
Okay. He is unconscious.
Which way does he fall?
Down.
I was grappling him.
No. You were grappling the chieftain. This is the one that you guys were fighting before.
The one that I was beating up?
The guard.
Sorry. I thought he was...
Nope. Oh, no.
Guard.
It ain't that easy.
He's not a one-pump jump.
If only it were that easy.
No, I was just afraid that I was going to get squished.
So he is out of the battle. So... You've effectively killed another badger.
Yes.
Now it comes around to Mags.
Okay, and I am still attempting to free the mother, right? The mother was the one I was trying to untie.
Yes, it was. The father's already... You weren't able to get there because you were going to...
Is the father still tied? Father was free.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I freed the father. And we freed the children.
Yes.
So I'm attempting to get the mother free as well. And I might actually do it this time. I don't know. Let's see. I got a 12. And yes. Do I use dex or...
Just a straight roll was enough.
Yeah. Okay.
You get that knot apart and she's free.
Yay. Someone else in the fray.
The kids are running around screaming. Dad basically is curled up into a ball, and the mom runs off that way. So, next, because they don't really need initiative, they're just kind of doing stuff. Fallon, what would you care to do?
Well, I am going to toss this dagger to Topper and see if I can get my focus back. Off into one of the other little alcove things.
I'll allow it!
Topper, here!
Hey, I'll pitch it.
And you run past the angry chieftain who has a Orzoi trying to wrap him up.
Right.
And you run off into the alcove. That happens to be where the female ran, by the way.
Okay.
She's the smartest one in the family. Okay. So you run in there, and she's grabbing weapons and hucking them into the other room. Just grabbing stuff. Doesn't care what. Just throwing weapons at you guys. You run in there, and you see that your focus is sitting on basically a treasure chest.
I grab it.
Okay. So you have your focus. Yay! You'll be able to move back in and do something next round.
Okay.
Sasha?
I am fighting him. Grappling him. I might as well attempt to fight him.
You're attempting to grapple him. You haven't gotten a successful grapple yet. Remember, he beat your grapple.
Yeah.
Strength check.
Whatever. I remember.
Do you wish to do an attempted grapple again to keep him from swinging that axe?
Yeah.
Okay. Contested strength check.
Worthless.
What did you get?
10.
No. You keep trying to wrap him up, and he keeps breaking free. And he's gonna take a attempted to hit you with it, but it's at disadvantage because, well, you're in his face. So, he does not hit you. In fact, both dice, neither of them would have hit you. Oh no, the second one would have, but no, he does not hit you. So, it comes back around. Topper!
Topper rush over, grabs his great axe, and goes, "Gary!" I'm going to yank it away from him.
Let's test that strike check, shall we?
Well, it's not very good. It's 15.
Better than his 9.
Mine!
Okay. Coin! He snarls at you.
Well, the best way to stop him from hurting people is take it.
Just kick it out of his hands. Okay.
Can't do that.
Fallen? I'm sorry, Mags?
So, where are the weapons that she's been throwing at?
You see weapons coming out of, there was an alcove off to the side.
Uh-huh.
And there's basically coming out of the, it's within your move to go over there and grab one.
And what are the pups you said are running around like...
They're just running around random screaming.
All right. So I run and grab a weapon as I'm screaming at the puppies to go follow their mother. Well, actually, are the weapons currently flying out of that room?
They're currently flying out of the room. She's grabbing weapons at random and flinging them to help you out.
Where would be the safest place for me to yell at the puppies to go?
Go Dad.
Go curl up with Dad.
Okay, go to Dad. Yeah, okay. Puppies... Go sit by your father. As I scream at the puppies, whether they listen or not.
Do you have persuade or intimidate as skills?
Nope. Just randomly yelling at them, hoping that they will do
it. All right. Make an intimidate, which would be d20 plus your... No, it is strength.
Yep.
Intimidate is strength.
I thought you had the option on that.
No. That's D&D.
The whole flex of it.
I got a 6 plus... So it'd be the
strength plus.
Strength, yeah.
So I got an 8.
That does not break the children's mania. They continue to...
I did what I could. I'm getting my weapon.
They're just terrified children. All right. Fallen?
Scared of a thought.
Magic missile.
You magic missile him.
Yes.
Pew pew.
He's scared.
Points.
Woo! He has taken a healthy chunk. He actually at that. Sasha?
Bite him. I don't have to grapple him now.
No. You could punch him. You can run over and grab a weapon.
Right here, I can bite him and automatically do 3 points.
Okay. Well, if you hit him.
You hit him with your teeth.
Close the book, so I gotta find him again.
You add strength or dex?
Strength.
It's strength.
So 16.
Okay.
I think his armor class is 16.
Let me see.
Because he has heavy armor.
Nope. He doesn't. He has scale mail.
Well, that scale was heavy. Oh, okay.
He only has a 14 defense.
Hit him.
So, yeah.
So.
You said there was 4 points of damage, you said?
3.
3.
Automatic 3. and I'm a little frustrated with him, damn it.
You give him a yip, and he goes, yip, in return. Okay? Now it's his turn. He just got shot in the back, he got bit in the front, and he had his weapon yanked out of his hands. He's not pleased.
I don't care.
X.
But he's in a bit of a badger rage. So, one of three things might be attacked. Oh, he's maddest at you. Maddest at you. He wants that axe
his
back.
Honor. You took his weapon.
That's okay.
Alright, so that was that. One plus. He swings a mighty paw at you.
Yes.
And punches you.
Mm-hmm.
Punch damage is one plus strength bonus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doubled on a deep on a roll of a 20.
Okay.
You take 10 points of damage.
Okay.
In your
badger hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bam.
I thought you weren't supposed to add the ability modifier. It was the damage dice doubled, and then you add the modifier afterwards. That's how most criticals work.
You're right. So it would have been 2 plus 4. 6!
Okay.
Still,
that's a good hit.
Still, that's a palpable punch.
I'd be dead. I'm glad he didn't pick me.
No, I'm just glad he didn't do the full 10 because I would have been unconscious because of your kick.
No!
Sorry.
Yes, I forgot. Last week, if you did not hear, Sasha accidentally kicked Topper in the head. It was truly an accident. She'll keep telling him that.
It was an accident.
All right. So that was his turn. It's back around to Topper.
Who has an axe?
Topper gives the axe back.
Damn. That's, 13.
Might I suggest you ask for the use of a fortune die?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Reroll the attack.
Reroll.
Well, that's a 16 plus 5.
That's it.
That hit him.
Okay.
Damage.
It's a d12 plus
I rolled a d12,
1
so it's,
and your strength bonus.
So that'd be 10 plus 2, 12.
Okay. He's officially lost. More than half of his hit points. Or stamina points, I'm sorry. Time to start whittling him down, guys. That was, I'm sorry, Topper. So it is Mag's turn.
So I have my weapon from last turn, correct?
You got your weapon.
Am I able to attack?
Which weapon are you using?
Rapier.
Rapier, okay. Yeah, you were able to run over last turn and get your weapon.
Okay.
So
I can attack this turn. So then I roll, see if I hit. And that is a 20.
That's
you rolled a 20.
I did.
Awesome.
And so then it is a 1d8. Is it this shape?
No, that's a 12. Okay.
That's a
10. That's a 10.
What shape is it? This one. Never had the opportunity to roll one of these before. I'm so excited. I got a 5 plus 2, so 7. On a 20?
No.
5 doubled.
So it's 10.
Plus 2.
Okay, so plus 2, it's 12.
You rolled a 20.
Oh.
Okay. Ow! He's having a hard time of it. Just moments ago, he had 48 hit points. All right.
Fallon.
Magic missile.
You gotta keep from throwing those on the floor, man.
You need to find your dice roll mat.
Yeah, I do. Oh, and that's another 10 points.
All right. Wow. Sasha, you want to clean up this mess?
Maybe.
Try and bite him again?
I'm not.
Please
gonna
do.
Be, I'm not going to be able to run over and
please
hit
do.
Him. I don't remember if the... What is it?
Well, what's your roll?
I rolled a 14. Do I add anything to it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Your strength.
Strength.
So that makes it 16.
Yes, that hits.
3 points.
He is downed with a bite. Basically, y'all fall upon him and take him out.
He just fell over dead.
Let me point out that last week, half the team got nearly killed by one badger with javelins. Just a regular ass, basic, low end badger slasher, the lowest of the badgers. And in this time, although there was some damage taken, you took out a badger and a chieftain, the top end badger. Damn! give you a fortune.
Gather my stuff back up.
Yes, you might want to.
Yeah. Yep, yeah.
All right. Well, the regular badger. The slasher, you know, he's got leather armor. It's kind of crappy leather armor. He has a battle axe and javelins.
I'm going to need new armor at this rate.
Back to town. The chieftain has scale mail.
Yeah, have chain mail. It's better.
He had a great axe and four javelins.
No, he doesn't have a great axe. I have his great axe.
Yeah, he had a great axe. There's also various other weapons and implements in there.
Heavier than light.
No.
You find 20 plastic coins.
Damn, I guess I'll keep track.
20 plastic coins in there. No, I meant in the bucket.
No, not fortune.
Who's wants to try?
And some other basically sundry stuff that's, you know, not of great worth. A lot of it is their belongings.
That's one?
Is the family's belongings.
Well, they don't have a farmhouse anymore.
Now, the problem is...
We're inside the cavern.
There was a chieftain, and there was one guard.
There's several guards.
Happen to know that there's like 11 more out there.
Yeah.
Yes, but now we have ranged weapons.
And the element of surprise.
Well, I don't know. I think they kind of heard that.
Maybe.
Nobody's come.
And Topper is seriously wounded.
Do we need both? But it couldn't happen to find healing potions in that chest of all stuff. Could we?
You did not.
Nope. Can we take a short rest?
You can take a short rest.
I'd say we go back up into the area where all the weapons were kept.
Mm-hmm.
The alcove?
Yeah. Can we spend our hit dice, our half our hit dice?
You'll have to have somebody guarding the tunnel down.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll let you guys get a hit dice back.
Are you unscathed?
I am unscathed.
I am also unscathed.
All right, so you guys going to guard and let the others take a rest?
Yeah.
The
family wrangle.
Mom, by the way, her name's Hilda.
Is she useful in a fight?
Not overly. She grabbed a dagger. She knows how to use a knife. Her hubby, they tortured pretty badly, so all he wants to do is just curl up. The ball. He's useless at this point.
Well, I don't know,
and then the puppies, like, calmed down.
They curled up. She got them calmed down. They're over curled up with Dad. So, the puppies are not an issue.
No.
I would imagine that my character would be most concerned about keeping the family.
Oh, you said
from
you rolled
monsters.
You roll your hit dice, plus your constitution.
Okay, but was
your
it
constitution
half?
Bonus?
But was it half?
No. You roll the whole dice.
Okay, then I'm healed.
If you have multiple dice, you're able to roll half of them on a short rest and all of them on a long rest. Well, actually, most long rests, you just fully heal up.
Well, this was a short rest.
So, since you only have one, you get to roll one.
You get what you roll. Okay. Yes.
Let me see if during that time, if somebody tries to come down. Nobody does.
I'm healed.
Apparently, they're generally don't come down.
All right.
At least not till maybe nightfall. Which it's coming up towards rather rapidly.
So, there's Hilda. What's the husband's name? Do we know? Or
Bob.
And the puppies? Mutt and Jeff.
Does it really matter? Mutt and Jeff!
It does matter.
Bob, Hilda, Mutt, and Jeff.
Okay.
Mutt. Bob thought it was a great name. Mutt.
Jeff Mutt. Better than Moon.
Jeff is named by Hilda. It was her father's name.
I missed an opportunity to be Moon.
Yep.
You missed the name? What?
Moon.
I missed the opportunity to have a character named Moon.
Okay.
You don't know the meme?
No, I don't know the meme.
Aw. That's too bad.
Yes. I will try to look it up later.
Damn it,
Mom. All right. We can erase that initiative line. Keep me to kill the freaking chieftain.
You sound so sad.
Right. What you gonna do now?
Well, we're rested.
We're going to leave, I think, would be a good choice.
At dusk? It's basically dusk.
If they come back, they will probably overwhelm us. There are plenty of them.
You hear sounds coming down the tunnel.
Well,
we should get in position to sneak attack them. Defensive, yeah.
Yeah.
So, how are you going to lay yourselves out in this room?
So the room's kind of an oval, right?
Yeah, you got the tunnel down.
Yeah.
Then it kind of ovals out. In the center is a fire pit. Off this way, about two-thirds down, there's an alcove over here, and then there's an alcove over there. The alcove over to the left, as you're facing in, is where the chieftain had his little lair. Over there, you haven't investigated yet.
Oh. I thought we would have been. Okay.
You didn't say so.
Yeah, that's true. So I just stick my head in. Is there an exit in there?
No, there is not. It is a little sleeping area, basically, for the other guys. They've also got basically a little larder in there.
Okay.
So we put
the sleeping area would probably be out here, and that would be a larder.
Put the non-combatants in there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dad and the kids go in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mom can guard them. She has some knife skills. She
knows how to use a knife.
She can protect her family.
Alright. So, we should have... I know what I'm going to do. So, I would like you three... this is going to be a stupid plan. I'm good with stupid plans.
Stupid plans are the best.
The guy with the negative wisdom has a plan.
Of a plan.
Indeed. The guy with the minus wisdom has a plan. I want you guys on the side entrances to the cave.
Either side of the opening.
Yeah. I am going to go up and basically kite them down.
You're gonna what?
He's saying he's gonna go up and then
draw them in.
It already sounds like they're coming
on
down.
The way. Why don't we just two on each side of the door and
I want them chasing me and not necessarily looking to either side when they come down.
Yes, if you are standing, why don't you stand in the middle of the room?
Uh-huh.
And we'll stand on the sides of the door.
Okay.
You zap them, we'll stab them. Or
you could have the woman.
One of the kids.
Scream.
Okay.
She screams, they come run. Or maybe it depends upon the chieftain. Oh, no, they haven't seen the chieftain. He's in the other room.
Yeah.
Did you drag his body away?
No, he's dead in the main room.
He's dead in the main room.
As they come in through the opening, two of them come in. They see their chieftain, and they're angry.
And we are on each side of the
room. They start looking around.
Shoot.
We have to do initiative.
That's not good.
What is their initiative bonus?
So were we able to get on the side of the door, though? No?
Wow.
Squirmus?
I'm going to say yeah. That was pretty much a reasoned upon idea. Who's to one side and who's to the other?
I'll pick the left side.
I'll pick the right side unless you want to be in there stabbing. I know, I have
a
boat.
She wants to be farther away.
I have a boat. Okay, I have flashing, so yeah.
So, okay.
Unless I want to stand on the Atlas.
10.
Great X.
What?
8.
It's a martial weapon.
I can have a martial weapon. But I do the same. Oh, what kind of damage does it do?
D12 plus 1.
That's better than what I have.
You can use martial weapons?
I can.
Okay.
Let me double check. Martial weapons aptitude. Yep. I'll take that.
It's yours.
All right. Sasha, what was your initiative roll?
4. I rolled a 2 and... Oh, no, 5. Sorry. I rolled a 2 and I have a plus 3, so...
Okay. Topper?
5.
Ooh.
Okay. That's Mags?
14!
Woohoo! Somebody broke the chain! Fallen?
13.
Okay. You two at least did better than the others.
I don't...
Than the, you guys.
I have a 5 also.
That's fine.
My dex is 16.
That's fine.
So, Topper has the better dex?
No,
so
she has
the better dex.
Okay. So, it'll be 1, 2,
14.
3, 4, 5,
and
6. Okay, so I have the order laid out. Mags! Hey! There's two badgers! What would you like to do to one of them?
I would like to cleave the badger.
Cleave the badger, cleave the badger, cleave the badger, cleave him dead. Alright.
Alright. I got a 12 plus... What do I...
It's...
Your attack.
Oh, 16.
Okay, you got a 16, then that will hit. Please roll your
D12
plus 1 plus your strength.
D12 of 12.
All right. Plus 1.
13. Plus
then your strength bonus.
2. 15 altogether.
Splat.
So that guy's...
Came in 2.
He had 14. Now he's negative 1 and he's dead.
You cleaved the badger. You cleaved the badger. Good job.
Here's a rule of thumb for other game masters out there in the world. Don't give your players something that they might use against you, because they will.
Uh-huh.
She effectively has the Death Star. All right. Fallen?
I'll take the next one and
got it.
Magic. How many missile. Spell slots do you have left?
This is my last one.
Okay.
You have 2 1s and a 4. 2 1s and a 2, I mean.
Alright, so that's 7 points.
7 points?
Yep.
Zotted right in half, but not dead. Okay, it's now Zotted Boy's turn. What does the badger do?
Run like a little bitch.
He wets himself and attempts to run away! So,
opportunity.
Who's on the other side?
Topper.
I was.
Topper can attack him.
Okay.
And then everybody else gets to shoot him.
That
right
is
there.
A 15.
Yeah, that hits.
8. 5. 7 damage.
He down. They showed up, got annihilated.
Yes.
Within 6 seconds.
Sweet.
Didn't even have time to cry out. Which is good, because there's more coming down. It is time to make supper. So they're all coming home.
Drag the bodies out of the way and reset our...
I'm not sure if we can go up and get the chieftain. He's in the middle
I just met the ones in the doorway, see?
The ones that just came out, crawled out, and got annihilated.
Yeah, I will do that since I have those
spells. Chunks.
Yeah, move them out of the way. We can move them to see the chieftain. That'll go, then they'll go, what the fuck? And then we can kill them some more. I like this plan.
Y'all want to re-roll initiative again? Some of y'all, I'm sure, really want to roll initiative again. Ooh, is that?
It's better, barely.
Mine isn't.
That is.
Any little dice. Die.
You're not...
Singular die.
Yeah. No, any more than one.
Okay.
I heard you say I need a new dice, and I'm like,
Sasha.
6.
Okay, it's an improvement.
6.
Okay. Mags.
14 again.
Oh my god, really? And Fallen.
5.
It's not fair.
No fucking way.
Last turn.
Hey, at least you're not last.
I didn't get to go last turn.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault. That's okay. They get to go first. They both have 20.
Fuckers.
I'd rather have them have a 20 on their initiative.
Well, they rolled 19s.
Okay. Well, still.
Okay. So.
Earn some high rolls on initiative.
Thing is, they gotta see. They Marcus. Notice you.
You want stealth rolls from us?
No, I already got your passive thing. They do. So they're going to attack the ones on either side.
Not I.
So that's Topper and Mags. First one going after Topper. He
18.
Attacks with his battle axe. He gets a 17 to hit, so he does not strike you. Well, he strikes you, but does no damage. The other, attacking Mags, gets a total of 13. I do believe that hits.
No.
Yeah.
It does?
Yes. No, her defense is 13.
Yeah.
So he just barely does. That does.
If you match the number, it goes to the aggressor.
That's 11 points of damage, Max.
That's very painful.
That is.
I'm going to kill them back next
time. He rolled max damage. All right. So it is now Mag's turn.
I'm going to fucking kill him with the great axe if I can.
The Death Star wheels around and... Please hit.
Don't not.
Please hit.
11 plus...
Your...
15.
That does hit. Please roll your d12 plus 1 plus strike.
I got an 8 plus... So 9 plus what?
Your strike bonus.
So it'd be 2 more.
So 10.
No, it'd be 11.
11. That does not kill him. Close. Close.
Well, he gave me... Well, he did 11 to me. I do 11 back.
You did 11 right back.
Fuck you back.
Okay, so next it is Sasha. Which one are you going to shoot? The one that just got into it with Mags?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
15.
That hits.
7.
And an arrow sticks out of his throat as he goes, and falls dead before he can even cry out. He's down. That is, I gotta keep track of how many you've killed. 4, 2, 3 so far of those, plus one chieftain. Right?
Yeah, actually, that's a total of 4.
You're right, that was the other one. So you're right, that was the one with the chieftain, so that's 4. You're right.
Copper swings. 9, 13.
You bounce off of his leather armor, you do not strike him. He has a 14 defense.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, he has a 12. My mistake, you do hit.
Okay. So that is max damage, so that's 12.
Nice, he's not dead yet. Fallen, what you gonna do?
I throw my dagger at him.
You throw your dagger at him.
Oh, that probably doesn't do.
You need a 12.
That's
11. Oh, bummer. You could spend one of your many fortune coins. I gave you extra. You got like 5 in here.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to reroll that damage?
I rolled the attack.
You hit him.
In here if you want.
Oh, no.
I didn't hit him.
Okay, then reroll the damage. Or the hit. I'm sorry.
It's a 17?
17. That's a hit.
That hits him. That hits him.
All right. He threw it. So it's 5.
And he's even deader than the other one. So.
Move the bodies and reset.
Don't then silence.
It's in repeat.
Okay. Hey, everyone got to do something that round, so I don't want to hear it. That's another one. That's 5 badgers down out of the original 13.
Do we have a short break between the next group coming?
Yeah, I'll give you 2 rounds.
Okay. Pile the bodies in front of the captives. Create like a meat wall for them.
Yes.
All right. I grab whatever daggers I can pull off.
Okay.
Okay.
There's actually multiple daggers and whatnot in the there's a bunch of piles of hand axes, stuff like that. Right. You know, there's other stuff that you can throw that maybe do more damage than a dagger.
Alright, the hand axe.
Can we have time to
javelins go? Too?
How many hand axes are there?
3.
You should throw them all.
I will.
You can't throw them all at once, though.
No, but yeah. He can on split turns. Yes. Can he doesn't have to get close that way.
So true.
Can we? Do we have time to get the chieftain and drag his body down too?
Probably not.
No. Okay. No.
Never mind.
And we're not going to get rid of the big blood stain.
But I thought bigger.
Put all the ranged weapons by you, so you can throw them at.
You hear from up the tunnel.
Oh. Yep,
hold on. Stop, please.
Would you wish to attempt a bluff?
Yes, I would.
You can attempt that bluff.
17. Plus? Plus 4. So 21.
Hold on. Intelligence of 7. Yeah.
-2, isn't it?
It is a -2. And he didn't understand what you said, but yep. Seems to be all clear. 2 more come down. Let's re-roll those initiatives.
Keep one better each time. Now I'm
4.
At 7.
Hold on. Okay, Sasha.
8.
8. Topper.
7.
7. That's right, you said that. Mags.
5.
5. Awesome. And Fallon.
6.
6.
Shit.
Oh, my. Oh,
I used mine on the wall.
The highest initiative of all, including the monsters, is 9. One of them goes first. And he has to see if it notices you. Oh, it did. It can smell. So, it is the one on Mags's side. No, I'm sorry, Topper's side. So...
That's good, because I got three.
Another one. Actually, the other one noticed two. I forgot to roll for him. But he's not going till four. So, don't even worry about him. He may be long dead before...
Maybe.
...he even gets an act. That's what it's been, pretty much. All right, so he is going to attack Topper. I do believe a 19 will strike you, sir. So he strikes you for 4. Okay. You still alive?
Yeah, I healed up completely.
Oh, yeah.
A short rest.
Yeah.
I got a 9.
Okay, so he acted. Now we go to Sasha. Which one are you going to shoot? The one attacking Topper or the one attacking Mags?
The one that'll be attacking Mags.
Okay.
17.
That hits.
Yeah.
You get more than a 12, you hit him. Or you get 12 or more, I'm sorry.
8 points.
8 points off of him? Sounds. Okay. Topper.
That makes it 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 11.
Ow.
I rolled a 7.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty massive.
Plus 2 strength and plus 2 at the strength and plus 2 at the...
Okay, so Fallen?
I...
Which one are you attacking?
The one that hasn't attacked yet.
Okay.
That's 17. Why are you hitting that?
You hit him.
Single time. All right, and a... what do you need? D6 is right here. 4. 6. Damage.
He did. I tell you, he did. He didn't get to act. He didn't get to do shit.
Neither did he.
That is.
He can still attack the other one if it's still alive. If it's still... Oh, actually it is. It's your turn. Go ahead, Mags.
Let me see if I can kill him.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll be stabbing him in the back. No, you don't get, you don't get backstab or anything, but you do get advantage.
So
2d20s to attack.
27.
Take the high.
20.
You rolled a natural 20. Okay. So.
So he has what? Well, 2 hit points?
The dragon just sang. He actually has 3 hit points. Now, roll your, what is that, d12 plus 1 and double it.
So 6, 12, or so 7, 14.
And then add your strength bonus.
16.
Okay, he had 3.
Ladder.
He's at negative 13 and is split in twain. And that was the last of the initiative round because the guy at 4, he's already dead. So, yay. That's 2 more. And since it was the end of the initiative round, it's the end of our session. So, till next time. For Knights of the Tabletop. Bye!
See ya!
Bye!
Bye!
Woof, woof, woof.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at squirmy.com. or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.